New Year's greetings, friends. My name is Andy Stillsmith. My family and I live and worship in Cape Town, where we minister to the gangs in Manenberg, Scottsdene, and Imbokweni, where they call me the gang pastor. Today's devotional is entitled, Behold, I Make All Things New. As we start our third consecutive, and I pray our final pandemic year, my prayer for all of us at the start of the year 2022 is that He may make all things new. Charles Dickens wrote, it was the best of times, it was the worst of times. It was the age of wisdom, it was the age of foolishness. It was the epoch of belief, it was the epoch of incredulity. It was the season of light, it was the season of darkness. It was the spring of hope, and it was the winter of despair. I think this quote from A Tale of Two Cities sums up the year 2021 for so many and perhaps for most of us. For me and mine, the year 2021 included COVID for almost my entire family, but by God's grace, we were all spared. It included too many COVID funerals to count, and yet remarkably few gang funerals. Extreme warfare, but also miraculous and lasting peace. Close friends dying and others miraculously surviving. Times of peace and times of torment. A year of great danger and miraculous protection. A year of record violence and oppression. And yet a year in which I've seen so many victims standing tall, strong, and resilient. 2021 saw many that we minister to give their lives to Jesus and start walking a discipleship journey, and we're so thankful for that. It was a year of extraordinary evil and, conversely, the incredible goodness of God. The year saw great sadness, but also much rejoicing. It was a year of great love, mercy, unity, resilience, grace, new mercies, and new opportunities. And as I reflected between Christmas and New Year on the year past and the year to come, I felt the Spirit whisper to me, Behold, I make all things new. And I took this as a great encouragement and a signal to look forward to this new year with excitement, expectancy, and great faith. Isaiah 43:18-21 in the Message says, Forget about what's happened. Don't keep going over old history. Be alert, be present. I'm about to do something brand new. It's bursting out. Don't you yet see it? There it is. I'm making a road through the desert, rivers in the badlands. Wild animals will say thank you, the coyotes and the buzzards, because I provided water in the desert, rivers through the sun-baked earth, drinking water for the people I chose, the people I made especially for myself, a people custom-made to praise me. This is an awesome scripture, filled with new possibilities and provision and pregnant with all that lies ahead. The whole chapter looks at the release of the Jews out of captivity, and importantly, beyond that, to the salvation of mankind in Jesus' death and resurrection. It starts with a rebuke to stop focusing on the past, but more so that the Jews should not be limited by the past, but rather that they should look forward to greater things even than God had done for them in the days of old. This then should also remind us that the things of old would not just be repeated, but rather bettered for us too. I think in this season that the world is in, this is a particularly relevant exhortation to look forward, not back, and to look forward with expectation and one that is not limited by past glories, past ways, and past habits. Just as we shouldn't be focusing on things getting back to normal, nor should we focus on the new normal, but rather we should be looking forward to a greater future, encompassing God's new blessings and all of the lessons in this season past. And just as this passage encouraged the Jews to not be surprised by the new mercies and the way being made in the wilderness, nor should we be surprised by God's provision and new grace that will come ahead of this season. Just as God saw the Jews safely to the promised land, so too He's already bringing us out of the challenges of this season. And it gives us a timely reminder to be alert, to be present, and to be expectant. I know we're tired, many of us are exhausted, but let's be alert, prayerful, and expectant of all that lies ahead. So let me ask you, friends, do you not yet perceive it? This scripture is a great exhortation that we are not created for our own enjoyment and fulfillment, but rather we were created to love, to walk intimately with, and ultimately to praise God. Friends, are we praising God not just with our lips, but also in our lives and by giving ourselves up to His service? Of one thing I'm certain, and that is that the more we praise God, the greater the fulfillment of the purpose and destiny of our lives becomes. Not because of what we get. You see, we already got everything and then some on the cross. But rather because our purpose is fulfilled by the praise that we have the privilege of simply giving to our God. My prayer for us all for 2022 as we ponder the year ahead is that we might all make space for God, that we might provide space for him to fill with his abundance, his new mercies, his new opportunities, and his provision, that we might believe that the best is really yet to come and praise him confidently, expectantly, and boldly until that best is upon us. Amen.